Home care, this is Haya. How can I help you?
Hi. This is Ms. Simpson. I'm calling because I was trying to get my adult son in the program. He's autistic,
mm-hmm.
and he's 27 years old. And
okay.
I was trying to find a program that fits his needs. He's with PATH, and I'm trying to send some documents over because I guess you got to sign forms and stuff, send the birth certificates, all that stuff. So I'm trying to find a program that can fit my son's needs because they got him in a program that doesn't do too much. You send a therapist and a doctor,
mm-hmm.
but they don't do too much. And then his diagnosis is a schizophrenia. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I need, you know, more than what they're giving
sure.
me.
Is he with Medicaid?
Him. Yeah, he's with Medicaid.
Okay, so how about we get you a home health aide that comes to the house and helps him, takes care of him? That's a Medicaid-funded program, and we can help you get onto that program.
Okay, so this is what's happening. Now, I don't know if you're the one, I don't think you're the one that could send all the documents over to, because I think it goes from the state. This program, you register him from the state, you know, because where he's at right now, I can't have him in that program because they don't have enough equipment for him,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, you know what I'm saying? And he wants
mm-hmm.
to interact with other people. He's not doing that. It's just like
mm-hmm.
he's doing stuff that, you know, he shouldn't even be doing.
Right.
Because he don't
right.
have nobody to help him navigate, you know, what's going on with him. And it's just so sad. And I'm getting angry
right.
because they're trying to hold on to him, knowing the fact that they don't have the right equipment to deal with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and you know, and I'm looking at my age of 60. So they're going to look, you know, it's like, well, we're going to look at your first preference because of your age.
Sure.
You know.
So do you think a home health aide would be helpful? And, you know, someone who should always be with him and take care of him. And we also offer that if there is a friend or family member that wants to sign up, can get paid every
well,
hour.
Yeah, but see, it's a lot to that because my son stays with me, and I was saying I wanted to reach out to the state because, you know, even though y'all have that, I want to make sure that they don't come after my home. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot involved with that.
And who doesn't come to your home?
No, like, you know how at the end if something happened to him or me, they would come after his estate, you know, thinking that he owns something when he doesn't, you know?
Oh.
So I'm looking at all that because if I take care of my son, then they're going to look at, okay, she took care of son. We want to be in birth.
Right. Okay, let me just see. What is his date of birth?
September the 8th, 1998.
Okay. What's his first name?
Eric. His last name is Simpson.
Eric, E-R-I-C?
Yes.
And Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got his information pulled up. Okay. Now let me hear what you want. So you do want to have an aide that should come and help him?
Well, yeah, I want to aid, but I have to look into, the man said that all that don't come with you guys. Then he said I have to talk to the state about, you know, in case they go after him, after me, because I'm his home care, or I'm, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure things out myself, because this is the first time I had to ever deal with stuff like this. And my son being autistic, because he was, at one time he was just doing fine. And next thing I know, now he's not. So I'm just trying to figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you like to go ahead and sign up with our agency and then go ahead and do the research that you need to do?
Well,
After the call, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to an intake specialist, and she's going to
okay.
She has a lot more information, and she's going to be able to...
Oh.